إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Inshallah, this is going to be the continuation of the explanation of the book Al-Aqidatul Hamawiyya of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah Rahimahullah Rahmatan Wasi'ah. The Shaykh Rahimahullah continues with the narration of Abu Dharrin al-Ghifari radiyallahu anhu, who said, لَقَدْ سُوْفِيَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَمَا مِنْ طَائِرٍ يُقَلِّبُ جَنَاحَيْهِ فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَّا ذَكَرَ لَنَا مِنْهُ عِلْمًا. Abu Dharrin al-Ghifari radiyallahu anhu, talking about the fact that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam truly delivered the message of Allah as expected without hiding any information that would be beneficial for this ummah. He delivered. Abu Dharr said, radiyallahu anhu, لَقَدْ تُوفِيَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Messenger of Allah died sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا مِنْ طَهِرٍ يُقَلِّبُ جَنَاحَيْهِ. He said there was no bird that flew, you know, in the sky, his sama, whose matter is important for us to know in this religion, إِلَّا ذَكَرَ لَنَا مِنْهُ عِلْمًا, except that the Prophet had mentioned about it to us, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Meaning there was nothing concerning this religion of ours that we actually need to know that the Prophet had not explicitly mentioned to us, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is to buttress the fact that what we have read in the past in the book concerning the fact that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is not possible for him, you know, to mention issues in their explicit form that are not too serious like that. Still, because they are beneficial to us, he was able to mention them. So for him to now leave out issues that are fundamental when it has to do with the asma wa sifat of Allah, the names and attributes of Allah, then he will not mention what we need to know explicitly. It is not possible. If the Prophet had mentioned sallallahu alaihi wasallam to his ummah how to use the toilet, he has mentioned issues of using the toilet, do you think he would not mention issues relating to sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The Sheikh said, min al-mahal. That is was something that is not possible. So then he brought the statement of Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiallahu anhu. Remember that companion? We'll talk about him one day. So he brought a statement where he said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam died while there was nothing for him to mention that he did not mention to us. Even the birds that were flying in the sky, if there is need for us to have a knowledge about it, in this our religion, he had mentioned it to us, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was said that Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, the Shaykh also brought the statement of Umar, where he said, قَامَ فِينَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَقَامًا. He said, فَذَكَرَ بَدْءَ الْخَلْقِ. He said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood in our midst, and he mentioned Bad al-Khalqi, the beginning of creation, hatta dakhala ahlul jannati manazilahum, until he mentioned how the people of al-Jannah would gain al-Jannah, wa ahlul nari manazilahum, and how the people of hellfire will be in hellfire. Hafidha dhalika man hafidahu. He mentioned everything we actually need to know. Those who took it down, who studied it, who memorized it, who can remember it, yes, they memorized it. وَنَسِيَهُ مَنْ نَسِيَهُ. And those who would forget had forgotten those things. Meaning that Umar ibn al-Khattab too was trying to tell us that there was nothing that we actually need to know in this our religion, except that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned it to us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is why it is important to understand that concept. There's nothing in our religion that we need when it comes to issue of aqidah that we cannot find a statement or regulation relating to that from the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or even from verses of the Quran. So this is the message. Let alone issues relating to aqidah especially. We have issues of fiqh, we have issues of mu'amalat, issues of business transactions that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explicitly mentioned, you know, how we transact among ourselves, what will lead to riba, what is considered riba, you know. Several questions were asked from him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was able to dissect the whole matter for them. When it comes to issue of relationship between family members, husband and wife, the Messenger of Allah sallam also mentioned exactly what we all need to know concerning that, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the rights of the husband and the rights of the wife. You see, he mentioned all this to us. So how much more issue about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he will not tell us what we need to know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is mustahil. This is so abhorrent to say that the religion did not touch all these aspects. So the Shaykh continue. He said, "Mahal ma' ta'limihim kulla shay'in lahum fihi manfa'atun fid din wa in daqqat an yatruka ta'limahum ma yaqulunahum bi alsinatihim." He said, "For what we have said, that it is not possible after the Prophet had taught the Ummah what would benefit them in this religion, no matter how deep the knowledge might be, أَنْ يَتْرُكَ تَعْلِيمَهُمْ مَا يَقُولُونَهُ بِأَلْسِنَتِهِمْ, for him to now leave unmentioned, you know, or not to teach them what they will say with their tongue, وَيَعْتَقِدُونَهُ بِقُلُوبِهِمْ, and what they will have as creed in their hearts, في ربهم ومعبودهم رب العالمين, about their Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For him to now leave that apart, that when you are interpreting Allah's attributes, or when you mention Allah's attributes, this is what you should say about Allah's attributes. Why didn't the Prophet talk about that? Why didn't he say that anywhere when you are reading the Quran and you get to the wajhu of Allah, the face of Allah, that you should change the meaning to so and so. Don't say the meaning is face. When we know the Arabic word, we know the meaning. Wajhu is what is face. When you see the yadu of Allah, change the meaning. Don't say yadu is yadu, it's hand. Just say it is quwwa, or say it is ni'mah, or say it is rahmah, whatever. So for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to have explained things in details, would he really have left, you know, all of this explanation about Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The Shaykh said, الَّذِي مَعْرِفَتُهُ ضَيَةُ الْمَعَارِفِ, that knowing Allah, you know, is an extent that everyone should get to. We should know Allah to a reasonable extent. Know Allah to his sifat, the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعِبَادَتُهُ أَشْرَفُ الْمَقَاصِدِ, and what people actually intend to aspire and acquire in life. You know, there's nothing that can be as honorable as the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when you have, when you know the ibadah of Allah, وَالْوُسُولُ إِلَيْهِ غَيَةُ الْمَطَالِبِ, and what we actually seek, you know, the most is how to attain the ridwan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بَلْ هَذَا خُلَافَةُ الدَّعْوَةِ النَّبَوِيَّةِ, the Shaykh said, this is a summary of the prophetic da'wah, the message he brought from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa zubdatu risalati al-ilahiyya, and the topmost of the divine message from Allah. Fa kayfa yatawaham man fi qalbihi adna muskatin min iman wa hikma an la yakuna bayan hadha al-bab qad waqa'a min ar-rasul ala ghayatil tamam. So why will someone think, if you have iman truly, that the explanation from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to cover what we have said so far will not get to the extent to which we Muslims need the explanation? Or somebody will say that he did not explain explicitly, like we do not understand it. Why will someone claim that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not give complete explanation? إِذَا كَانَ قَدْ وَقَعَ ذَلِكَ مِنْهُ فَمِنَ الْمَحَالِ, the Shaykh said, hence it is not possible, it is strange, أَنْ يَكُونَ خَيْرُ أُمَّتِهِ وَأَفْضَلْ قُرُونِهِ قَصَرُوا فِي هَذَا الْبَابِ. He said, it's also strange that the Ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, أَفْضَلْ أُمَّتِهِ خَيْرُ أُمَّتِهِ, the best of his ummah, for somebody to also claim that قَصَرُوا فِي هَذَا الْبَابِ, that they did not do enough when it comes to issue of asma wa sifat of Allah, ha زَائِدِين فِيهِ أَوْ نَاقِصِين عَنْهُ. Maybe they are claiming that the salaf, the companions رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَجْمَعِينَ, and the tabi'un, the tabi'u tabi'in, they did not give detailed explanation as well. Is somebody claiming that the tabi'un too, they did ta'wil of sifat? The salaf generally, when the Messenger of Allah said, khayru hadhihi al ummah, the best of this ummah is qarni, is my generation. The best of this ummah is my generation. We now go to that generation. Do we have any one of the companions who did ta'wil sifat? Do we have any of the companions who did ta'wil sifat? Ta'wil, to change the meaning of the attributes of Allah. Or who did ta'fil sifat? Huh? Who condemned all the attributes of Allah? Do you have among the companions? Then he said, ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ, and those who came after, the tabi'un, do we have those who did ta'fil of sifat, who did ta'wil of sifat? So like some people who claim that even the salaf, some of them even did ta'wil of sifat, or the ta'fil sifat, rahimahumullahu rahmatan wasi'ah. So Shaykh said here, فَمِنَ الْمَحَالِ it is not possible أن يكون خير هذه خير أمته وأفضل قرونه قصروا في هذا الباب زائدين فيه أو نافسين عنه. To claim that we have those who also, you know, gave the interpretation of the Yadullah as what? As Quwwatullah, as Qudratullah. We have those who gave such interpretation.
625.
Now we have those who gave such interpretation. He said that is not possible. And that's why we should look at what the scholars said generally. Our predecessors, what did they say about Ta'wil al-Sifat? Today, we have those who claim to be the Malikiyya. Let me say we have the Malikiyya. In Africa, generally, and specifically in Nigeria, 95%, let me just leave out 5%, 95% of those who claim Malikiyya today in Africa, especially in Nigeria here, they are Sha'ira. They are those who do Sifat, Ta'wil Sifat. A lot of those who claim to be Malikiyya today, they said the mazhab they are following is the mazhab of Al-Imam Malik. Why are you following the mazhab of Al-Imam Malik in fiqh only and not in aqidah? Al-Imam Malik, what was his aqidah concerning the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the attributes of Allah? Why do we have the mudir of a madrasa today who do the sifat of Allah and claim to be a Maliki? I'm a Maliki by mazhab. Aqidah, which aqidah are you following? What aqidah do you have about Allah? They do the sifat, ta'wil of sifat of Allah. They change the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when they are interpreting, listen to their tafsir. When they are interpreting yadullahi fawqa aydihim, they will say yadu, not hand of Allah. You have to change it to what? To kudratullah. That is ta'wil. If they do not do ta'wil completely. But if you go through the works of the scholars and the Malikiyya in the past, the scholars of Malikiyya in the past, what were they upon? They were not upon this kind of ta'wil. So that is why, towards that part, Al-Imam said, فَمِنَ الْمَحَالِ أَنْ يَكُونَ خَيْرُ أُمَّتِهِ وَأَفْضَلُ قُرُونِهِ قَصَرُ فِي هَذَا الْبَابِ. To claim that the best of this ummah among the tabi'un, the tabi'ul tabi'in, the sahaba, they did not handle this case, the case of the sifat of Allah, they did not handle it well. Or they too would do ta'wil sifat, or tafweed, or they would do, what do you call, ta'fil sifat, or tamseel, of the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's see what some of the scholars in the past, what they were actually upon. Al-Hafiz al-Tirmidhi, rahimahullah, when he brought the hadith of Inna Allaha yaqbalu sadaqata wa ya'khudhuha bi yaminihi, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts sadaqah and he gets hold of it with his right. You see? With his right. At times, we have some of the attributes of Allah from the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How do we interpret it? Al-Hafiz al-Tirmidhi rahimahullah, he said in his sunan, وَقَدْ قَالَ غَيْرُ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ. Not one among the scholars, they have talked في هذا الحديث about this hadith وما يشبه هذا من الروايات من الصفات ونزول الرب تبارك وتعالى كل ليلة إلى السماء الدنيا. Now the scholars in the past, they have said one thing or the other concerning the sifat of Allah all the riwayat, the narration about the sifat of Allah, just like the nuzul of Allah, Allah descending to the sama ud-dunya, to the nearest heaven, to the world. He said, Qalu, what they said is that قَدْ سَبَتَتِ الرِّوَيَاتِ فِي هَذَا. There are riwayat establishing this. These riwayat are well established in the deen. وَيُؤْمَنُ بِهَا. It is believed in. وَلَا يُتَوَهَمْ وَلَا يُقَالُ كَيْفِ. Nobody should deny this riwayat. They are authentic. So وَلَا يُقَالُ كَيْفِ. Nobody should say how. How does Allah descend? Is he going to fly while descending? Is he going to walk? Is he going to move on something? Well, how you call the case? Imam Tirmidhi, rahimahullah, said, the scholars would not say kaif. How? He said, Hakara ruya an Malik. This is how it was reported from Al-Imam Malik, rahimahullah. So those who claim to be Malikiyya, who do not follow the way an aqidah that Imam Malik was upon. Imam Malik was upon the aqidah of Salafiyyah, not the aqidah of the Asha'ira, not the Maturidiyyah, not the Mu'tazila. So this is what Al-Hafiz al-Tirmidhi rahimahullah said the scholars established concerning these scholars in the past. He said, وَهَكَذَا رُوِيَ عَمْ مَالِكِ وَصُفْيَانِ بُنْ عُيَيْنَا. The same thing was reported from Sufyan ibn Uyayna wa Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak, annahum qalu fi hadhihi al-ahadith, that they said concerning this ahadith, amirruha bila kayf. Amirruha bila kayf. You should apply them without asking for the how of it. Wa kadha qawlu ahli al-ilmi min ahli sunnah wal jama'ah. This is the way of the scholars among the ahli sunnah wal jama'ah. وَأَمَّا الْجَهْمِيَّةِ أَصْفَدِجَ الْجَهْمِيَّةِ فَأَنْكَرَتْ هَذِهِ الرِّوَايَاتِ. They detested, they ignored, they neglected all these riwayat. You know, they denied all these riwayat. وَقَالُوا هَذَا تَشْبِيحِ. They said what? This is tashbih. This is tashbih. So, Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he said further, ثُمَّ من المحال أيضا. It is not possible أن تكون القرون المفضلة, that the best generation that the Prophet talked about صلى الله عليه وسلم, that they are the best generation. How many of them? Three generations. He said his own قرن, his generation, his companions, والذي يلونه, and the قرن that comes after it, and the one that comes after that. So Ibn Taymiyyah said, ثُمَّ مِنَ الْمَحَالِ أَيْضًا أَنْ تَكُونَ الْقُرُونُ الْمُفَضَّلَةِ الْقَرْنُ الَّذِي بُعِثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. The قرن in which the Prophet was raised as a messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ, and the قرن that came after. ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ, and the قرن that came after. كَانُوا غَيْرُ عَالِمِينَ, that they did not know about the interpretation or the meaning of the sifat of Allah. He said, min al-mahal, it's not possible. كانوا غير عالمين وغير قائلين في هذا الباب بالحق المبين. Or they did not say anything truthful about the sifat of Allah. I've just read what Al-Hafiz al-Tirmidhi reported from scholars in the past. He said it is not possible. لأن ضد ذلك إما عدم العلم والقول وإما اعتقاد نقيد الحق وقول خلاف الصدق. He said وكلاهما ممتنع. Are you going to say that they have said what is not true about Allah? They have said what is not true about Allah. Or they did not just say anything about the affair of the sifat of Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or they had the aqidah that is opposite what the Prophet was upon sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, min al-mahal,
this is never possible. And that is why I will also read the works, the statement of another scholar, and that is Imam Al-Hafiz Abu Abdullah Muhammad Ibn Ishaq Ibn Mandah, rahimahullah, about the Salaf concerning the Aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah when it comes to the Sifat of Allah. Al-Imam Ibn Mandah, rahimahullah, he said, إِنَّ الْأَخْبَارَ فِي صِفَاتِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. He said, the information we have concerning the attributes of Allah, جاءت متواترة عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. It came, you know, from a lot of reports from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. So somebody should not say, the Prophet did not say enough. No, you have a lot of reports concerning it. موافقة لكتاب الله. That is coinciding with the book of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Naqalaha al-khalafu an as-salaf. He said the later scholars reported it from our predecessors. Qarnan ba'da qarnin, generation after generation. Min laduni as-sahabati wa tabi'in, from the companions, from the tabi'un, from the tabi'u tabi'in, ila asrina hadha, to our own generation. Now you see, this is how the deen is being reported, from one generation to another. If you change the content, there will be problem. The way it was being reported from that generation of the companions to the tabi'un, the tabi'un passed it on exactly the same way to their followers, the tabi'u tabi'in. They to pass it on to their students and children. They pass it on to the next generation. This is how it continued. The moment some people intruders want to bring in something else or change the content, there will be problem with the message being passed on. This is why we try having issue with the issue of the Asha'ira, you know, the Maturidiyya, the Jahmiyyah, and the like, because they brought in the idea of philosophies into the interpretation of the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Al-Hafiz, Al-Imam Ibn Mandah, rahimahullah, he said that is how it was coming, ila asrina hadha, to our own period, ala sabili isbati sifati lillah azza wa jalla. He said what everyone was saying is what? Is isbat of sifat lillah, is to establish the sifat of Allah, wal ma'rifa wal iman bihi, to know it the way it was brought, and to believe in it, wa taslim, and to also be submissive, lima akhbar Allah azza wa jalla bihi, to what Allah has informed us of his tanzilihi in his Quran, wa bayyanahu ar-rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an kitabihi, and what the Prophet has explained unto us in the book of Allah, ma'ajtina bita'wil, and we must go away from ta'wil. You see, these are the scholars in the past. Go away from what? From ta'wil istifat, wal juhud, from negating or denying the sifat of Allah, saying this sifat, no, don't describe Allah with this. He said, وَتَرْكِ التَّمْثِيلِ وَالتَّكْيِيفِ, and abandoning, likening the attribute of Allah to the attribute of the creations of Allah, وَالتَّكْيِيفِ, or describing Allah's attribute in any form, in the way he did not describe it. So who will say that the scholars in the past, they have not mentioned enough about what? About the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he said, min al-mahal aydan, it is not possible, an takuna al-qurun al-mufaddala, al-qurnu al-ladhi ba'ata fihim rasulullah, thumma al-ladhina yalunahum, thumma al-ladhina yalunahum, kanu ghayru alimina. Who claim that they do not have the knowledge? Who will say they do not understand the attributes of Allah, let alone saying it, or غير قائلين في هذا الباب بالحق المبين, or they will not say what is actually true, you know, about, you know, this chapter of the sifat of Allah. So the whole of what Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah is establishing here is that we should know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had delivered his message, and he did not leave any stone unturned when it comes to the sifat of Allah. That is one. Secondly, that the companions, the tabi'un, the tabi'u tabi'in, they also explain, you know, in details what we need to know and believe in about the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anybody who claims that he did not explain, then he is the ignorant. He is the most ignorant ever. Because we, if you go through the works of the scholars, you see what they were actually upon. You see what they were actually upon. Yes, we have the people of Madhahib who have gone astray when it comes to the issue of Aqidah. We talked about Abu Dhar al-Harawi in the past. He was a sheikh of Malikiyah. He was a Maliki, you know. But how we got astray, we mentioned it in the past, right? So that is how strayance and misguidance is also being passed on from one generation to another. May Allah save us. So it's very important that we get this concept right. Before he starts mentioning what will be next in the future, you know, he wanted us to know that these people, the Asha'ira, the Mu'tazila, the Jahmiyyah, they have got it wrong from day one. Why? Are they telling us that the Prophet did not interpret Yadullah? Are they saying he forgot? Are they saying the companions did not know the meaning other than hand? Are they saying all this? Are they saying he was saying min al mahal? It is never possible. So that should be established in our mind before we go further to other information concerning this part of Allah. Inshallah, we're going to stop here, and next week we'll continue bi idhnillah. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين. Okay.